Hello, welcome to NewsPux. Today is Thursday, July the 13th. July's flying by, isn't it?
It's going ever so quickly, yeah. We're going to have to go to Edinburgh in 2 weeks.
We are. This time in 2 weeks, we'll be on our way.
Crikey.
Shitting, Cal.
I'm not ready.
You're not?
No.
Have you brought extra tampons and things?
No, I've not done any of that.
Maybe this afternoon.
What's the news?
Well, John Prescott is very excited.
Is it 15 days to go?
15 days to go. He's really excited. Apparently, Question Time yesterday, David Cameron said to Blair, "Please tell us this isn't going to happen." But Blair said, "Oh, it's just gonna happen as it always happens. Shut up."
Shut up's not up to you. You're not in charge.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Well, things aren't looking good for Labour in general, because Lord Levy, who is Tony Blair's personal party fundraiser, Middle East envoy and personal confidant, has been arrested over the honours for cash inquiry.
Quiet inquiry gate.
So,
there's talk of Blair himself being arrested tomorrow.
He's certainly going to have to be questioned because it's all surrounding him.
And they'll take some of his DNA.
Will they?
Yeah.
They're going to build a new
and
one.
Fingerprints.
Is that going to help?
I don't know, but that's what they do, isn't it?
Probably. I don't know if they're allowed to take DNA always, but certainly in CSI they usually have to trick them by making them drink some coffee or something like that, or nicking their gum.
Really?
Yeah, then you have to have a warrant.
I wonder if, well, maybe. Oh, I wonder if he watches CSI.
About it. Probably too busy. He should, though.
David Guest. His bodyguard has been speaking up for him. And he said that he's so heterosexual, he once had sex with seven women in one night, giving them all multiple orgasms.
How does he know? This is Liza Minnelli's ex-husband, the weirdo, freaky surgery man, isn't it?
Yeah.
Took me a while to work out who he was then.
It was disgusting, but he's so heterosexual, he once had sex with seven women in one night, giving them multiple orgasms. I think that's that kind of sexual behaviour is quite a gay thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like...
I think the fact that his bodyguard knows about it is quite gay.
Yeah. But, he's obviously doesn't want to... people to know for sure that he's gay, because they'll know then that he tricked Liza. But to fuck seven women in one night, it's the kind of thing where I'm not saying all gays do it, but a lot of them do go around having that kind of anonymous kind of sex. So if anything, that makes him more gay. But who are the women that did it with him?
I don't know. I think you'd be able to find seven women in a lifetime who'd go near him. Look at his face. Seven in a night.
Disgusting. Hello, look at Prezza.
Has he done seven in a night?
Well, I bet he's done seven in his life.
Oh, I expect so.
I'd rather have him coming down on me, though, than Guest.
That's your choice. I do apologise, we get constant phone calls.
Yeah.
So you can hear the answering muttering. We can't turn it off.
We can't.
Don't get freaked out. There aren't some tiny voices in your head in the background or anything.
Ooh.
It's just on the recording. Now, some fellow who's involved in this NatWest 3 case, he's hung himself in a wood. What's his face, Stiley? That man who did it.
Yeah.
That other man who came. What was it? What was his name?
I know who you mean. I can't think. Everyone will know who you mean.
Yeah.
Him. Well, apparently Channel 4 have already bought the story rights.
What, for NatWest 3?
Yeah, so they're going to do a little thing about his death.
Well, interestingly, he was found on the edge of Woodford Golf Course, which is by Epping Forest. I was round that way on Sunday.
You should phone the police and say that you were a witness.
But I wasn't there. I didn't see anything. He did it yesterday.
You just said you were there and that there was a clearing.
No, I didn't.
Somebody did a funeral pyre in Northumberland.
Yes, I've got this one here.
It's kind of... I mean, it might be their thing. I don't want to have to look at it. And I know I didn't have to look at it, but now I do. Because they're put in the paper.
What I think is interesting is that the fella who they put in the pyre, he died in December, which means he's been dead for 7 months. He's going to be a little bit manky. I don't know what the rules are, but you'd think it'd be quite a public health hazard.
There wouldn't be much left.
To keep
left,
the body hanging around for that long.
There wouldn't be much left. It would have mostly liquefied. You know, like the Ebola.
Yeah.
We're keen on that here.
It's one of our favourites.
Yeah. It'd be like that. It would have, all these, everything would have broken down. Would have mostly got eaten. Unless he was in formaldehyde.
He might have been pickled. Might have been vinegar.
They use a lot of pickles, don't they?
Yeah. Google are going to start doing TB in this country on Google. I'm just going to read this sentence, it's quite funny. To some, it is the future of media. To others, a vision of television hell, comprising endless You've Been Framed reruns, David Hasselhoff music videos, and bad karaoke. Welcome to Google Video. So you'll be able to download all sorts of telly and clips from Google.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's
alright,
you want it?
Better than having it on a bloody...
They're a bit worried that it's going to go all porny, but...
Well, it will, everything does.
Critics fear a torrent of porn and violence, but maybe we could start doing video podcasts.
We could do porn.
It might spoil the magic, though.
We could do some porn.
We could do some porn, yeah. Are you thinking about the porn, or are you going to do another story?
I was just thinking about the porn, but an illegal immigrant... travelled into Britain by squeezing himself in between a coach's frame and its engine for 10 hours.
Crikey. He must have been desperate.
He must have been.
I say let him stay, he put the effort in.
So, I mean...
It's not like coming on holiday and then
staying. It's bad enough being on a coach for 10 hours. That in itself is bloody awful. Not being able to put your legs out properly.
And smelling other people's egg sandwiches.
It'd be really hot as well. God, poor bastard.
There's been an explosion of jellyfish.
Where did
in the Mediterranean explode? Holidays, Mediterranean waters. Because of overfishing of jellyfish predators, warmer water, lower rainfall, and artificial nutrients poured into the sea by farmers.
Hmm.
So, watch out. Michael Douglas has been stung when he was in Mallorca. It could happen to you. I'm a little bit scared of jellyfish. If I see one, it does freak me out slightly. I like a picture of them. I think they're very pretty to watch on television or in a magazine.
Well, I mean, they're, you know that they, you know, some of them can sting you.
Yeah, and they're all wobbly.
I've seen some really enormous ones as well. In Wales once, they were enormous.
In Wales? You wouldn't expect to see them there.
You could see them off the pier. You could see them near the surface of the water, and their bodies were probably the size of... Say if I rolled into a ball.
Yeah.
That was probably the size of the body.
So about 6 foot wide then?
Yes. And their tentacles were probably about 30 foot long. Right. Loads of them. Imagine swimming through that.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't go near them.
The thing is, it is a problem that we don't eat them. Maybe somebody should try.
I think they're full of venom, aren't they?
They can't be full of venom.
I don't know.
They must be able to chop it off, the venomous bit.
They're all
blobby.
The
French eat frogs. Frogs are venomous. Some of them. Is it not like tripe?
I don't want to think. Suffolk Police have created a magazine, I believe it sounds quite patronising, called Safe, which is it's a gossipy style magazine for ladies, warning them that they shouldn't get pissed and fall on the floor because they might get attacked. So they've got pictures of girls saying, those of you intent getting ratted this weekend, think, if you fall over or pass out, remember your skirt dress may ride up. You could show off more than you intended. For all our sakes, please make sure you're wearing nice pants and you've recently had a wax. Better still, eat before you go out. Think about how much you're drinking. Pace yourself. Drink plenty of water.
Yeah, it's not...
To be honest, it's a little bit patch. I mean, there is obviously a problem. I don't think this is for me to read. I don't often wear a skirt. So I don't think it's relevant to me. So maybe it'll work, but...
I mean, I think if you're in that state, the last thing you're going to care about is having a few pubes sticking out.
No, I don't think that's the point.
Superman.
Yep.
The curse curse of Superman.
Yeah, it's not a curse.
Someone's tumbled downstairs, someone was mugged, someone was beaten up, someone's fallen through a glass window. In the latest spat of Superman curse stuff.
Do you believe in the Superman curse? Or do you think it's just a load of bollocks?
I don't
think
really.
It's just, you know, there's, what, maybe 500 people who work on that film. Some of them are going to have an accident during their few months on involved in it. Yeah. It's just circumstance.
But what's good is that Superman, the new one, does look like Superman, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He's very well cast.
Lois Lane, though, blonde.
Yeah, wrong.
Wrong. I mean, that is a part for a brunette. That's, I could do that. For,
I young Sandra Bullock would have been good as
she would have been all
right. Lois Lane.
I could do it.
Liz Hurley?
No. Too old.
Katie Holmes?
Yes.
But she was in Batman Reloaded, whatever it was called, so she wasn't allowed to be in that one.
So she would have been good, actually. I could do it as well.
Bad news for men, but a good news for me, who wants to get all men killed. Not all of them, I've decided. It's the sort of feckless youths that I think we should just get rid of. They're pointless.
Did you watch the Stag programme last night? Because that's made
me... Do you hate all men?
It made me... I ended up having to switch it off because it was too depressing.
Now, I did want to talk about what I watched last night. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep within 5 minutes of starting watching it. It was a documentary about lightning. But this amazing fact at the start that on average, the Earth is struck by lightning 8 million times a day.
Wow.
I know. So it was saying, watch out, you're quite likely to get struck by lightning. And lightning does strike you in the same place all the time.
It does. It's more likely to, because that's where it conducts the... electricity.
Exactly. 8 million times a day. That was. I was stunned by that fact. Mm. So stunned that I almost immediately fell asleep. So anyway, men are now pointless because fertility clinics and NHS trusts won't be able to stop single mothers and lesbian couples having IVF treatment anymore. You don't need to name a father. So, you know, we can make our own sperm out of jellyfish or whatever it was. So, bye men.
With the sperm that's made up, that genetically made up.
Yeah.
What do the babies look like at the end of it?
Has
one been born yet?
I don't know.
Because I'd want to see the evidence first.
I don't know if they actually make sperm or not. I think it's just they can fertilise or maybe insert an embryo. I don't know.
Susan. Sent me a link to a very funny t-shirt on eBay that she'd seen. It was, could I trouble you for a sperm sample? I quite like that as a t-shirt.
Are you going to get it?
No.
That Tommy Sheridan, he's new allegations, leader of the Scottish Socialist Party. He's had group sex with a man and three women in a hotel while snorting cocaine and drinking champagne. That was a busy night for him.
Well, these politicians are busy. They go at different speeds, don't they?
Yeah.
And they only need a few hours sleep.
Let's start wrapping up.
Wrapping up already?
Yeah. Well, you've been telling us ever such interesting stories about big jellyfish and things. We've run out of time.
Gordon Ramsay, when is it going to come out about all the gay stuff he's been doing?
I don't know. Maybe it won't. Paleontologists have found some fossilised made of killer kangaroos with fangs and also some carnivorous duck-like birds, which they called the deadly duck of doom. I would love to see one of those.
You can make a cyborg man now by implanting a thing in a man's brain that makes him...
Oh, does that mean we do need men to make cyborgs?
Well, okay. It makes a man... Because he can't move his arms or anything anymore. But now, just by thinking, oh, I'd quite like to move my arm, it moves. And then he thinks, oh, I'd quite like a wank, it wanks. Oh, I'd quite like a cup of tea, it makes a cup of tea. So, yeah, it's all been implanted in his brain, and it works like the $6 million man. So that's good news for if you've lost an arm, or if you've lost the use of your arm or something.
If you're paraplegic. Yeah. That sort of thing. Saddam Hussein suits a beard. Black rhinos. The West African black rhinos specifically, they can't find any. I think they've become extinct.
A woman tried to frame a man for rape by going through his bins, finding a condom with some of his sperm in it, putting it in her knickers, putting it in her washing basket, then phoning the police up and saying, "Oh, I got raped, here are my knickers."
That happened in CSI New York 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's happened in...
No, it was CSI Special... No, it wasn't. It was Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Sherilyn Fenn did it. She did exactly the same thing 2 weeks ago. She probably got the idea from there.
There's some celebrity perfumes out. Apparently they're all a bit horrible.
There is a list of terrorist targets in America that all the states have compiled, unlikely targets. They include Old MacDonald's Petting Zoo in Alabama, Sweetwater Flea Market in Tennessee, the Amish Country Popcorn in Indiana, a kangaroo conservation centre, and a donut shop. So look out if you're going to any of those places, you might get blown up.
Bloody hell. Apparently, to live the good life, live in a country where you can get coconuts. But I can get coconuts in Hackney.
Right, but you do live in a country where you can get coconuts then. The G2 section of The Guardian, page 18 and 19, they do specifically say that everyone should buy tickets for Bernie Clifton and the Crankies at this year's
Edinburgh Festival. They do. Have you booked yours?
I have, yes.
Yeah, I've booked mine as well. It's selling fast. Some people had a website called Retards, and they were doing little stunts, and one of the stunts they did was a boy setting a girl on fire, and she put extra clothing on thinking that would help her not get burnt alive, so she's in intensive care now.
So they're like
Jackass, but
that's them, that's the one I'm thinking of, but stupider. Right, one final story you can do if you like.
There's going to be an inflatable hotel in space.
Brilliant. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye.